Well, men's college basketball last night, Mike Gesell poured in a career-high 25 points as the Iowa Hawkeyes took down top-ranked Michigan State 83-70 in their Big Ten opener. The Hawkeyes raced out to a 14-point lead at the break, and the Spartans never got closer than 10 in the second half.
You know, it feels good. Anytime you beat a team of that caliber, it feels great. And, you know, we've had a lot of close games with them, a lot of tough battles, and never been able to quite get them in my career, but... You know, it feels good. I think we did a tremendous job of executing our game plan tonight.
That was Mike Gesell. The Hawkeyes were able to finish the game strong, something they failed to do in a loss at Iowa State.
You know, all you can do is learn from it, and I think we did a tremendous job of that. Just breaking down the film, learning from that and moving on. You can't dwell on that, a game like that. And, you know, I'm so happy for my guys, the way we battled down the stretch in the second half, the way we were able to close this game out and, you know, change what we did against Iowa State.
Iowa snapped a 9-game losing skid to the Spartans, but Gesell says with a Saturday visit to 11th-ranked Purdue coming up, there's not much time to celebrate. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes got the complete effort that they needed to get the victory.
Yeah, you can maybe take a possession off against a team or two on your schedule. You can't take a possession off against this team. They're number one in the country for a reason. They fight. They don't take a play off. That's been their staple. And that's what we did tonight. We keep doing that. We're going to be pretty good.
Peter Jock added 19 points as the Hawkeyes improved to 10-3 with that victory. Elsewhere in the top 25, second-ranked Kansas trailed by 4 late in the first half before putting together a 22-2 run in a 78-53 win over UC Irvine. Also last night, 13th-ranked Miami withstood an upset bid, beating Princeton 76-64. A.J. Hammond scored 24 points, and Dakota Mathias hit 2 threes in the final 79 seconds as 14th-ranked Purdue held off Wisconsin 61-55 in the Big Ten opener for both of those teams. Also, it was number 17 SMU, an 81-69 winner over Tulsa. 20th-ranked Texas A&M beat Cal Poly 82-63. Temple, a win over number 22 Cincinnati 77-70. And it was 23rd-ranked Baylor over Texas Southern 72-59. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes are heading into the final days of preparation before taking the field for the Rose Bowl on Friday. The players had their final media session with reporters yesterday, and assistant coach Brian Ferentz says the schedule called for their final practices as they don't have one scheduled for today. They'll go over the final game plan on Thursday. Ferentz is the son of head coach Kirk Ferentz, and like the players, he's too young to remember the last time Iowa played in this game.
I was here. I wasn't at the game, but I was here. I was in L.A. I was 2, so no, I wasn't old enough to know what was going on.
One thing Ferentz does know is there'll be some big plays in a big game that could decide the outcome.
There's going to be ups and downs in the game. There's going to be momentum swings. We're going to have to deal with that. The key for us is going to be to continue to play, just like we've done all year. Just like if you look at our season and you look at it as a 13-game schedule, there's ups and downs within those 13 games. How you handle those, that's what defines you as a football team.
Iowa's situation is a lot different than it was last year when they limped into the Tax Slayer Bowl at 6-6. Ferentz was asked if he thought the turnaround would go this far.
Well, the goal is to win the Big Ten championship, so... The number one goal in our thought was, let's go win the conference. And unfortunately, we fell short. So that's a little bit disappointing. I think when we get a little bit further down the road here, maybe we'll be able to reflect on the rest of the year as a whole. And certainly, a lot of good things happened this year. I don't want to diminish that. But our focus right now is on beating Stanford on January 1st.
Stanford head coach Brian Shaw has also been pleased with his team's work leading up to the game. He says they've stressed the importance of taking advantage of the opportunity in this game. He was asked about the things that will make that difficult against Iowa.
It's just more than a couple, but I can give you a couple. Number one, how efficient the offense is. You know, we try to get takeaways. These guys don't give the ball away. And they don't fumble it. The quarterback doesn't throw interceptions. He's a good scrambler. If nobody's open, he can take off and get five to 10 yards on his own.
Hawkeye defensive back Jordan Lomax says it's likely going to be the running, not the passing, that makes a difference for Stanford.
You definitely see that they have a very stout running game. They're very big up front with their offensive line. And then they have a runner-up Heisman in the backfield that can definitely make you miss and bounce off tackles. And then also their quarterback knows how to manage the game well. So it's going to be very tough to stop their run, and that's going to come down to the difference in the game.
Well, one Hawkeye who's really ready to get on the field is senior running back Jordan Canzeri. He injured his leg again early in the Big Ten title game, but says the weeks leading up to this game have helped him and others recover.
It's just finally good just to see everyone healthy. and that we're going to be able to, you know, put everyone out there and everyone's going to be able to go. And so we're really excited.
Canzari says they'll have to keep working to find running lanes against Stanford.
We expect that they're going to be a tough team, and we know it, and they're very physical. So we know it's going to be tough to run the ball, but that's just what we expect, and that's what we, you know, we know it's going to be a drive that, you know, short yardage, short yardage, short yards. But if you continue to grind, then those are the times when the big plays can develop.
Now the fifth-ranked Hawkeyes will meet the sixth-ranked Cardinal Friday. Kickoff set for 4:10 Central Time. We're on the air with the pregame at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The College Bowl schedule finally had its first matchup of top 25 teams yesterday, and the 18th-ranked Baylor Bears ran over the 10th-ranked North Carolina Tar Heels in the Russell Athletic Bowl. Johnny Jefferson ran for 229 yards and 3 touchdowns as the Bears outscored the Tar Heels 49-38. Terrence Williams augmented a Baylor rushing attack that gained 645 yards, finishing with 97 and 2 touchdowns. Devin Chafin added 161 yards rushing and a touchdown as the Bears ended their season 10-3. Baylor had 756 total yards, despite missing 2 quarterbacks, an award-winning receiver, and a 1,000-yard running back. Elsewhere in top 25 bowl games yesterday, Leonard Fournette accounted for 250 total yards and 5 touchdowns as 22nd-ranked LSU ripped Texas Tech 56-27. Fournette ran for 212 yards and 4 touchdowns and also had a 44-yard scoring grab. California won the Armed Forces Bowl as Jared Goff threw for 467 yards and 6 touchdowns in the Bears' 55-36 win against Air Force. James Butler scored on a 4-yard run with a 1:06 left to send Nevada past Colorado State 28-23 in the inaugural Arizona Bowl yesterday. In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles were hoping Chip Kelly could operate the type of offense he created at the University of Oregon. That never happened, and now Kelly is out of a job. He's been fired with 1 game left in what was his 3rd season with the Eagles. The club currently is 6-9 following a pair of 10-6 seasons and 1 playoff berth under Kelly. The Eagles missed the 2014 playoffs despite a 9-3 start. They went 7-12 in their last 19 games with Kelly at the helm. Offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur will coach the Eagles in the season finale at the New York Giants on Sunday. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.